That decision to liquidate LIAT is generating much criticism from the government of Antigua and Barbuda. And this announcement by the Prime Minister of Barbados last week at the special CARICOM session of heads is one of the matters that is provoking a response from the administration in St. John's.
I am happy to report as chair of the community and as Prime Minister of Barbados to my certain knowledge that since announcements were being made earlier this week about LIAT's demise, that six airlines have come forward offering to fill the space. SVG Air and One Caribbean out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and the chairman, I'm sure, will speak more to that. CAL, which is already an airline known to the region. Inter-Caribbean, which is an airline from the Turks and Caicos and is a successor airline to Air Turks and Caicos and has been around for over 20-something years with an extensive fleet as well. Silva, which we have asked to meet with us over the course of the next few days, and that is an airline out of the United States of America, but working within the Caribbean and between the US and the Caribbean. And of course, the Air Antille, which is French-based, as you know, and predominantly between Martinique, Guadeloupe, and Paris, but have an interest now in working within the Southern Caribbean. We are satisfied that these six airlines can more than fill the immediate gap, particularly given the reduced travel within COVID.
This weekend, Prime Minister Gaston Browne of Antigua took to the airwaves to speak directly to the people of his country on the matter.
I'm hearing some argument that all kind of the rinky-dinky airlines within the region can take the place of LIAT. Now, first of all, we must understand, yeah, that a consolidation, or let's say a consolidated, efficient, sub-regional airline is far better for our region than having a fragmented aviation sector with several small and not viable airlines, and to have them competing in the same tiny space. There's no space for them, and that is why they keep coming and dying. As my statement to the head says, these are opportunistic profiteers who are looking to make a quick profit. And with LIAT providing that public service, even during COVID, there's no space for them to make the big money. So they come and they fail. And then they call LIAT a predator organization.
He further charged that there are some who are afraid of LIAT's brand recognition. And that's why, according to him, they want to kill it.
LIAT has a strong brand recognition, and it has extensive presence, which obviously gives us that opportunity to consolidate the sub-regional air transportation sector. But if we're not careful, the decentralization that I see taking place here, and in which some heads are pushing for, you're gonna end up with a whole heap of rinky-dinky airlines, small rinky-dinky airlines, and you'll see a reduction in service quality. You'll also see a reduction in passenger comfort and safety.
Prime Minister Browne added,
and let us not forget that even One Caribbean, that they have earmarked, and One Caribbean say they want to take over the place of LIAT. One Caribbean just came into the market and had about two or three accidents. And let me make the point here, Trina. If we don't regulate this market properly and reorganize it and have a strong LIAT, obviously a right-sized one, I'm not making the case for a bloated LIAT, don't misquote me. If we end up with all them rinky-dinky airlines in the region, you're going to have more accidents and you're going to have more fatalities. Let us not forget what happened between Antigua and Montserrat a few years ago. And I want to say too, that I find it to be an affront to the Caribbean people, for heads who we consider to be among the most conscious of our population, to be suggesting that we should get an extra-regional airline domiciled in the United States to come and eat our airline food and to repatriate the profits and the foreign exchange. I don't accept that. I think that's a backward move.
Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Browne on Sagicor's early business.